see the curtains hanging in the window in the evening of a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right.
Being on the board when we voted to strike this language, I think we went about it the wrong way. We should have looked to enhance and get a balance rather than just strike the language. So I've never been too big a boy to admit when I may have made a mistake, to open that can of worms like that. But on the same token, I'm interested in property rights of people that expected to be able to use their property as they seen fit.
This is County Commissioner Bob Cole the other day in the work session, Santa Rosa County, acknowledging that he got it wrong on his initial vote to allow more expansion of borrow pits in the wellfield protection area, and basically totally turned around. James Calkins totally turned around. Sam Parker turned around. So seems like a win. Joining us, Sam Abels. He's the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. You were at that meeting last week. Sam, welcome back to the show. We're done, right? Citizens win. Water's going to be protected. It's a good deal, right?
Well, maybe not necessarily. But let me back up just a minute first, Andrew, and say happy birthday.
Oh, well, all right. Fair enough.
I've got to say happy birthday. I gotta let you know that on the day of this workshop where the county commissioners, Santa Rosa County, were discussing whether to move forward with an amendment to the comp plan to allow the expansion of borrow pits in close proximity to our well fields, it was my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday to you, too.
Well, thank you. So I sat there on February 9th with my Mayor Pro Tem and members of our Fairpoint Regional Utility. The FRUS is comprised of our three water providers in South Santa Rosa County, and I can't imagine a better way to have spent my birthday. I have to tell you, I was glowing all night long. My poor family, I had to come back and tell them all about it. And the reason why is because we were just so proud with the engagement from our citizens and how well informed they were. And Mayor Pro Tem Tom Mayo talked about that at our council meeting last night as well. Since December, when unfortunately, you know, we had a majority of the county commission who moved forward, against the recommendation of their zoning board, that's not a lot of time to educate 100,000,
right,
you know, water customers on what is happening. And so we were just super proud to have civilized dialogue, to have very informed concerns expressed. And at the end of that, as you said, Andrew, we kind of got a bit of a mixed message. And so we still want to, make sure that our citizens know it's important to stay vigilant and informed on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because, we did have a couple commissioners say we want to proceed with a new study, new data and analysis of our comprehensive plan. And that data and analysis is still going to cover the same sand and gravel aquifer. And yes, we know we get our water from the sky, but we're looking at a compromise here so that we can allow borrow pits, ultimately in some form or fashion. And maybe, what'll make this study different is we'll include Okaloosa County. And when you hear all these machinations, underneath that there's still an attempt to alter the wellfield protection area that we have in place that was adopted after 4 years of studies.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the City of Gulf Breeze, Fairpoint Regional Utility, we're not going to be facilitating those stakeholder meetings. If they do proceed, I think that they would be very tense meetings, to say the least, with East Milton and South Santa Rosa County. But we do want to also at the same time tell commissioners, thank you for listening. Thank you for hearing our concerns. Thank you for, listening to the experts. And I hope that we can get back on, solid ground with some really important regional wins that affect the entire county. We talked to a couple of those after the meeting with Commissioner James Calkins and reminded him that reclaim water is a win for everybody. Reclaim is something that is super important in the south end of the county as well as the north. And I know you've been following that as well,
right,
Randy. So we hope maybe we can pivot, talk about those things that are good for everybody, and maybe just get off this subject of wanting to amend our comp plan for borrow pits that have bought property after the protection zone was put into place. So that's where we are.
Well, very good. Well, it's an improvement anyway from where we had been concerned we were heading. So I'll take that for now. But as you say, we got to pay attention and, you know, keep aware of what's happening. One of the other things, and this has kind of been brought up as a, like the mayor will mention it occasionally in Pensacola, and it occasionally comes up in your conversations. But you guys are looking to do a municipal youth council, and it was on the agenda last night. Did you guys come to any resolution about what shape that would take?
Yeah, so I have been working with our county administrator in Pensacola, Keith Wilkins, and our neighborhood services coordinators in both sister cities are going to be taking the lead on this, because both our mayors, as you know, Andrew, our mayors get together with the mayor of Milton on a quarterly basis and look at regional issues. And so one of the things that came out of those conversations is, you know, how can we better improve youth engagement? And so they kind of, you know, put us to task with coming up with an idea. Youth councils are just a fantastic way of educating our youth about the effectiveness of local governance.
Right.
The Florida League of Cities has a very well-developed program where participants actually travel to Tallahassee over a couple days. They learn all about what it is to be a public servant. And there's also, competitions between cities. So because of COVID, what we ended up developing was a kind of pilot program where this year it won't feed into the Florida League of Cities program, but instead it'll be about an 8-week program, and we'll still do a competition, but it'll be with sister cities. And so I think that will be a lot of fun. It will give our students a good idea of what a youth council is. And then hopefully we'll be able to build on that in future years.
I love it. And, you know, it's sometimes it's just planting those seeds in your imagination. You know, I was involved in, like, the close-up program in D.C. when I was in high school, and it took years for anything like that to really turn out to be something in terms of my professional endeavors. But, you know, getting kids familiar with politics, getting them kind of to encounter politics and to see how it can be something that they can serve in, even if they never become, you know, public officials, it still broadens the public's engagement and civic awareness, which is a good thing. Sam Abel, she is our city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, it is always a pleasure to have you on after the city council meetings. Thanks for the time again today.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you, Andrew.